Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel sues Los Angeles for denying Christian May Day gathering. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, more trouble for Los Angeles here because they denied this Christian group. They had a May Day gathering is what they called it. And now we have sued the city of Los Angeles, the mayor, and the chief of police for discriminating against this grassroots revival event. They had it in several other cities, New York, Miami, and Houston, but Seattle and LA were problems in this case.
Well, this is an incredible situation. The city of angels is not acting like angels in this case. This is against the city of Los Angeles. Mayor Karen Bass, you may have remembered her name from the infamous situation with the fires that happened out there. And then she was
in some foreign country.
She disappeared,
didn't she? Yeah.
And then also against the chief of police, Jim McDonnell, on behalf of Christian organizers for May Day USA, which is a grassroots revival event. This particular event actually began in Peru. The idea of this event began in Peru. And in fact, one of my good friends, Christian Rosas, is a graduate of Liberty University. And I know his parents. I've actually been to Lima. His dad is a pastor, former pastor, also a former state representative or senator, member of the Senate. Strong leader. I know the entire family. I've visited with them. We've met with many high-level officials in Lima, Peru, as a result of his father's coordinating the various events. They are very active. The Christians in Peru, particularly in Lima, but throughout Peru, are very active in their community. And so George Soros was coming into Lima and in Peru, and he wanted to change that country because it was critical to changing all of South America. And if you toppled Peru, it would have a domino effect with regards to the other South American countries. And so he came in, he was pushing LGBTQ and abortion, and the people of Peru, the Christians, said they had enough. And so they organized prayer and they organized rallies to push back. And it was entitled, Don't Mess With My Kids.
And that's the key for change when Christians do that.
And that's what happened. And so they defeated Soros, and they ended up getting strong pro-life and pro-family legislation passed. And as a result of that revival that took place, some people in the United States said, you know, we need that kind of revival here in America. So they created the May Day USA events, and they were going to do them in May of 2025. And they did them in three cities, big cities, like you mentioned, Miami, New York, Houston, no problem. They went to Seattle. Seattle, they encountered a problem there because the mayor and the city officials would not allow them to go into a particular public park. We'll talk about that more detail on another event because their day is coming also in court. But then the final one was Los Angeles. So they go to Los Angeles and they want to use Hollywood Boulevard, which is a public forum used by a lot of people for various kinds of parades. They wanted to gather there with some praise and worship and have an event and push back on the abortion and LGBTQ ideology. And they were denied. They were denied and they were told that we can't allow you on Hollywood Boulevard because we're not going to be able to get EMS and other kinds of rescue vehicles on Hollywood Boulevard.
But yet they were having other little parades like the Pride Parade and some other protest on that same street.
On the same street. In fact, so...
And that was an excuse.
They denied him on this particular week. Within a week, I think it was the next week, they actually had the 55th annual LA Pride Parade. And the place was packed. There were more people for that than what was anticipated for this May Day. It was packed. There was no way you could get emergency vehicles on Hollywood Boulevard with all of the people that were gathered there. So it's very clear that the city officials, including Mayor Karen Bass, the chief of police, We're picking and choosing who could use this public forum based upon their viewpoint. And if your viewpoint was pro-LGBTQ or pro-abortion, then it's fine. You could go there and you could have a protest against ICE, and they allowed that. You could go there and have this gathering for the LA Pride, and they allowed that. But if you wanted to gather and praise and worship and stand for the sanctity of human life and God's design for marriage and family, no, that's not allowed. Well, you know, that ultimately resulted in this lawsuit, which we've now filed in Los Angeles. And so we're just in the very early stages of this case. So continue to pray for this case because Seattle, you're next. We're coming after you as well. Right. And, you know, these cities, Holly, they can't just get away with bullying and censoring Christian viewpoints and thinking that there's no consequences.
No, I mean, you do your research and look at years ago, the foundation of the state of California. There's great spiritual foundation, but eventually you allow some of these corrupt politicians, and there's great churches out there. I mean, we had the privilege of defending a lot of them during COVID that were courageously staying open. So you see these churches are speaking out. You see these groups are coming in. You have Sean Foyt doing revivals. You got Jack Hibbs doing things, you know, sharing the gospel, people coming to Christ in droves, being baptized. So that's what it takes, is for the church to stand up and do these events. So we want to defend them because they cannot discriminate against them on Hollywood Boulevard in this case.
Yeah, our lawsuit points out that city officials, they gave pushback on the May Day permit because of the agitators supposedly in Seattle. Well, you know, that's not any reason for this, because they allowed protest regarding ICE on the same Hollywood Boulevard. And some of those protests were pretty violent. In fact, if you go back, you know, in COVID, they allowed all kinds of things. They did the same thing. They would allow one type of group, but not another type of group. So this is not uncommon for Los Angeles, but, you know, they're not going to get away with this, and they're not going to bully these people into silence, which is what they want to do. They think they can pick and choose who has the right to free speech, but you know what? The First Amendment doesn't give them that right.
Right. You know, we want revival, but sometimes you have to fight and defend these people that are helping usher in revival.
So one of the defendants is Mayor Karen Bass. Mayor Bass is the one that was in the national, international news when these horrible fires broke out in California. And she was on some foreign outing and then finally came back and had some bland kind of response to this issue. Well, ironically, the same defendant, who's a defendant in this case, along with the city and the chief of police, in an official statement, she encouraged protest regarding ICE activity and permitted those events even when they turned violent. Yet May Day organizers were denied their request to peacefully exercise their constitutional rights to speech, expression, and religion on the same Hollywood Boulevard, which is a home to frequent and recurring parades and other constitutionally protected expressive activity that comes from various viewpoints. So she actually permitted the anti-ICE protest. She encouraged the protest against ICE and then turns around and says to the May Day people, oh, you can't be here on Hollywood Boulevard because you're Christian. Oh, because maybe some people won't like your message. Well, you know what? The First Amendment doesn't allow a heckler's veto. A heckler's veto is something that the Supreme Court has talked about, and that is you can't have your First Amendment rise or fall on somebody else's acceptance or resistance of your message. Because if that were the case, then all somebody would have to do is resist your message, and they would have a veto over your right to free speech. So you can't allow a heckler to veto your constitutional rights. Otherwise, you would have no First Amendment expressive activity protection anyway.
And it's very clear they discriminate against a religious viewpoint, which is unconstitutional, by allowing the so-called Pride Parade, but then discriminating against this May Day gathering.
Yeah, so the city said that the May Day permit was denied because it could not permit anything related to freedom of speech or protest.
Oh.
That's kind of crazy, isn't
it?
You know, it's like, you know, let them talk enough and they'll make our case for us.
Yeah.
And they've done that. So in this particular case, you know, we cite our Supreme Court win 9-0 in Shurtleff versus City of Boston, where it says the government does not speak for itself. When it does not speak for itself, it cannot exclude speech based on religious viewpoint. And the government certainly is not speaking in a private parade. It's private on a public forum. And that's where the First Amendment has its highest protection. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.